all poker players, you have a chance to win a $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas by participating in the Chicago Lighthouse's third annual poker and casino night at Gibson Steakhouse in Chicago on Thursday, February 28th. Be part of the action and enjoy an evening of Gibson's signature great food and open bar, all while helping Lighthouse programs, which assist people with disabilities and veterans. For tickets, visit ChicagoLighthouse.org and click on events.
All right, after the news, we are going to talk with our friends from the Chicago Lighthouse about their big benefit that's coming up later on this week. Now it's time for the news, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Lighthouse coming up after Don's news. Don? Well, another fantastic cause. Our friends at the Chicago Lighthouse do so much for the area and the community. I got to tour their clock factory, which is the oldest and only, I think, clock factory in the country, made by residents at the Chicago Lighthouse, and they have their annual Raising the Stakes for Vision event. It's their annual poker and casino night coming up on February 28th in just a couple of days, and we're so excited to have our friends in studio with us, Board Chairman Gary Rich, and Jeff Jackson's going to join us on the phone in just a second here, but thank you so much for being here.
Hey, no problem.
Tell us about this event.
Well, it's this Thursday. It's at Gibson's.
Sold.
Believe me, it is a great event. You know, you've probably been up in the upstairs location there.
Yes.
Gorgeous space, wonderful food, all free, open bar. But it's a fun event. There are two parts to it. There is a casino part, so there's blackjack and roulette and craps. And then the other part is a poker tournament. No Limit Texas Hold'em.
Love it.
And it's just a blast. It's a fun event for the Lighthouse.
Doors open at 5:30. I love the beginner's tutorial is at 6:15.
That would be by me.
Yeah, who don't necessarily know how to play. They're not the card sharks, if you will, but you will be when you're finished with the tutorial. And the cards fly at 7 o'clock.
That's right. And the best thing about this tournament is that the first place prize is a $10,000 World Series of Poker main event seat. So, you know, if you've ever seen poker on TV, it's the most likely thing you might have seen was them playing in the main event of the World Series of Poker. It's the granddaddy tournament of them all. And it's in Las Vegas every year as part of that tournament. And so we have as a first place prize a seat to that. So, you know, if you ever wondered about what it would be like to be in it or how cool that would be.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to play against those guys and such. Well, you know, this is your opportunity. This is, you know, somebody on Thursday is going to be walking away with a seat at that granddaddy tournament.
The best part of all of this is that all of the proceeds will support world-class programs and services of the Chicago Lighthouse North in Glenview, serving people of all ages in the north and northwest suburbs who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. That right there says it all.
It's a great organization. It is serving the disabled community of Chicago and veterans. Large emphasis on and historically with visually impaired community. They do fantastic work.
And Gary Rich joins us on the phone right now. Gary and Jeff was just saying, Jeff was talking a little bit of smack, saying that he's going to beat you in the poker tournament. I hope that's okay.
That happens every year. I mean, that's nothing to brag about.
We were talking about, of course, raising the stakes for Vision, the annual poker and casino night benefiting the Chicago Lighthouse. But the bottom line for all of this is that the proceeds go towards the Lighthouse, which is a remarkable organization, Gary.
Thank you. It is. I'm board chair. I don't know if the audience knows that or not. I got involved around 6 years ago. I really started my involvement with them when I had a business, a handyman business in the city. And I used to send my workmen to do work there on a donation basis, and each one of them came away very moved. And these are kind of hard-nosed, blue-collar guys. Every one of them was moved. And that's really how I started getting involved with the organization, saw how they changed lives. It's an amazing organization.
I had the benefit, Dominic, it took me on a tour of the clock factory the last time I was there after I'd interviewed Tamika for a series that I had done, and she was wonderful. I was amazed and blown away. I didn't know this was the oldest and only clock factory still in operation in the country.
That's right.
That is correct, and we're very proud of it. And, you know, people come there, they take a tour, and they're amazed. How do blind people assemble clocks? And, by the way, they're very high-quality clocks that the government buys from us. They last forever. We have a very low rate of return for any kind of problems. I mean, it's really amazing. And what I always tell people, if they have any kind of potential interest in LIOS, I say, why don't you come take a tour? Because it's been my experience, once people take a tour, something moves them, and they get involved after that.
It's very true. I have two of those clocks, and I love the Chicago-themed clocks with the flag and the L. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I've seen them at Target, too.
Yes, they have locally, there are some Targets that have these clocks in them, and kids' clocks as well. It's a new line of clocks they've been developing.
Is there? I'm so curious because they do this so quickly and so effectively and so wonderfully. And this isn't any sort of assembly line; these are handmade clocks that just have all the TLC that go into making them. Is there a training program, or how long is the training program to make the clocks?
Well, mostly these are people who've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And in fact, the main person who's involved with setting all this up and designing the way it's done is blind himself. And so there is a commitment to hiring and allowing the visually disabled to have careers and develop how this all works.
It's a beautiful facility. Gary, let's talk a little bit about the facility on the west side. And I believe Helen Keller had something to do with, I know the lobby is named after, there's a plaque there too, but she was at one of the openings.
She was, and we actually have a corner dedicated to Helen Keller with one of her famous sayings. It was many years before I was involved with the organization that Helen Keller was there, but she was an inspiration to everybody. Talk about somebody with multiple disabilities who overcame it in a time when people really had no appreciation or programs or services to help people like that. I mean, she's an amazing story unto herself. And really, you know, our goal is she's changed lives in her lifetime. I mean, that's our goal, is to change lives. And people supporting us through donations or coming to an event like this allows us to provide the services so those people who are disabled have a chance to be included and be productive members of society.
We're talking to Gary Rich and Jeff Jackson from the Chicago Lighthouse about their casino night, and we'll tell you much, much more about the event, how you can get tickets. These ticket prices are insanely cheap. I shouldn't say cheap, but they're so well priced for everything that you're going to get. We'll tell you how to get tickets and tell you more about the Chicago Lighthouse after this on 720 WGN. 945 720 WGN. We are talking to our friends from the Chicago Lighthouse, Gary Rich and Jeff Jackson, talking about the poker night, raising the stakes for Vision, their third annual poker and casino night benefiting the Chicago Lighthouse North. It'll be at Gibson's on Thursday, and my only fear is I'm not a great poker player. I can play the blackjack and play the roulette, but am I okay if I'm just a beginner?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, come and play the blackjack and roulette, because that's fun as well. But poker players, first of all, there's a wide range of poker players in the world, but this tournament is very relaxed.
Yeah.
It has a wide range of players. In fact, 2 years ago, our first year, the winner was a bare beginner. And so it's very, very easy to play. Everybody's very, very cool about it. It's certainly not something that is challenging or difficult.
Okay, good. It's probably because she took your tutorial class, right?
Well, no, I didn't do it that year.
Take the credit, Jeff. The credit.
Yeah.
Gary, we were talking a little bit to Board Chairman Gary Rich. We were talking about employment at the Lighthouse as well, and who you employ, and how it's possible to either apply or just become a part of the Lighthouse family.
Well, you know, what's interesting is we like to believe we walk the walk, not just talk the talk. 30% of our employees are either low vision or blind, legally blind, or, you know, which is amazing. We have over 600 employees at the current time. And in addition to the clocks, which is a business we've been in for over 30 years, we actually have call centers. And think about this. People who are blind have the technology. We have adaptive technology for them. They listen in one ear, and the jaws is telling them what they're doing with their finger movements. So they, and what we found is two things. One, these people are as productive as a person who's has, you know, perfect vision, number one. Number two, because there is not as much opportunity for them, they tend to stay longer than people who are sighted. So it's a win-win. And I also should mention that we pay a living wage. We are not a minimum wage company. So, you know, it's just a win-win all around. We provide opportunities. They provide the service that, you know, allows us to generate revenues to support all of our programs that we offer, because no one's ever turned away if they can't afford our services. You know, we will accept them and help them to the best of our abilities.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to add to that is that we not only employ large numbers of disabled individuals, and including visual disabilities, but the Lighthouse is set up to help them through that process. So there is a employment skills training, there's adaptive technologies, there's working with companies who hire these folks to help bring them into their abilities. It's a great service that exists for that. You know, I just was reading today that Walmart is getting rid of its greeters, which is a huge portion of those are disabled individuals.
And, oh, I love the greeters.
And you know, this is this is an organization that's committed not just, as Gary says, mm-hmm. Talking the talk, but we're actively getting them involved with either us or someone else,
right,
in their employment, and that's such a huge boost to somebody's ego and being able to support themselves.
It is, and the fact that there are so many veterans there too just
yes.
really warms yes. my heart, warms everybody's hearts too.
Yes, it's part of our mission.
Very, very important. Is the clock factory open for tours? It's not open to the public, is it?
It's open for tours. You could just have Dom take you through a tour
okay.
without any issue. But it is that, as well as the preschool, as well as orientation mobility, as well as adaptive technologies, and I can go on and on and on. All of that is part of the tour about what the Lighthouse does.
I was so moved. I was so amazed by just the clock making and how yeah. beautiful and how wonderful they are. Again, I said I have two. If somebody wants to purchase one, can they do that too through your website?
Sure. Sure, on the website, not only the website for that, but for the casino night, as www.chicagolighthouse.org.
And again, these tickets are ridiculous, $150 or $200 for the poker players, but that those prices increase after,
actually,
extra $50 now, right?
Actually, we've delayed that, so it's just an
okay,
extra
good.
$50 at the door.
At the door. So this is perfect, and everything that
and
you
that's,
get?
Well, it's,
wow.
So it's complete food, you know, Bush Gibson's buffet, and you can't beat it, and the
no.
desserts, and the... And the late night sliders and
yes.
the open bar it's an incredible event.
Again, it's the Chicago.
And don't forget the desserts, Jeff.
Oh my God! Yeah, when they bring out those pieces of cake and you think, oh, I can't eat all that, and they say, oh no, that's for the table. Yeah, Gibson's.
It's like dying and going to heaven.
Yeah, Gibson's does it upright. So again, it's Thursday, February 28th at Gibson's Steakhouse and Hugo's Frog Bar, 1024 North Rush Street. The Chicago Lighthouse presents Raising the Stakes for Vision. Again, the doors open at 5:30. You cannot miss Jeff's tutorial. That's at 6:15.
Right.
And then the cards fly at 7 o'clock.
It'll be a great event.
Gary, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, you
Thanks
bet.
Thanks for your support, Andrew.
Thanks, Gary. Thank you so much, Jeff. And again, more information, all you have to do is go to chicagolighthouse.org. And if you want more information about the tickets to the event, chicagolighthouse.org/event/casino. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, have a great night. 720 WGN.